Ricky, please. Please, listen. Would you stop pacing, Ricky? You're like a caged lion. Oh, come on. Ricky. Ricky, please. Listen to me. It's a good thing. You, Sam goddamn Nettis, absolutely real. And him teaming up representing BACW at the WFWA Interleague our pay-per-view summer games. Nothing's bigger, son. Nothing. We gotta look good. Look, you gotta admit something, Ricky. It's one hell of a combination. You gotta agree with me there, right?
But T, there is no doubt that is one of the best collaborations you've ever come up with. And I'm sure that Nettis, Real, and I, despite our many differences, can put that aside for one night to represent BACW. And why BACW coined the phrases, simply the best, and most importantly, enjoy the brutality. But Petit, you've gotta be kidding me about him. The guy is a joke, and personally, I'd rather have someone else be the fourth man. Are you sure you know what you're doing?
Oh, do I know what I'm doing, Ricky? Look, I know you two aren't going to get along probably at summer games. And I know you two don't get along right now. But considering BACW's roster is stretched thin with injuries, look, wrestlers are dealing with personal matters right now. I'm dealing with my own demons over here. Ricky, there is really no choice. And
Well. Speak of the devil. Sorry. But it already gave at the door.
Ah, righteous. I knew you were in here in Petit's office. I could smell the bullshit coming from this room all the way down the hall.
You son of a...
Whoa, hold it, boys, hold it. Now. Guys, save this fight for later. Please, look, Spectre. The reason I asked you to come into my office is that this Interleague our pay-per-view over in the WFWA is coming in the near future. And I need four of BACW's strongest to go up against some of the best in the league. Come on, baby. You two gotta put your differences aside just for this one night. Come on, Spectre. We want you to be the fourth man to represent BACW at Summer Games. What do you got to say about that, boy? Are you with me?
You're joking, right? From the very day I set foot in this place, I've been crucified by everyone here. First, I wasn't good enough to be champion, and was a joke and an insult to the legacy of wrestling. And now, I'm being asked to represent BACW? Give me a break.
I agree. You are a joke. An ass clown, to be exact. And it's not like I had a choice in the matter, Spectre. It was Petit's idea to have you on a BACW team.
Oh, and what, pray tell, is your role in this BACW team, Ricky? As if I already didn't know?
The only role that I should have, ass clown. You're looking at the captain of the team, Spectre. It's my job to make sure that everything goes well at Summer Games, and that you, Sam Nettis, Lee Real, and I put our differences aside for one night only and all function as a cohesive unit.
Well, I can get along with Nettis. He and I are two different kinds of nuts from the same tree, you know. But it's you and Real that concerns me, Ricky.
All right, you know, I'm getting sick and tired of this joint back and forth. Boss, we're supposed to be a team. Come on, if you two idiots want BACW to be successful at Summer Games, you're going to have to learn to work together, not against each other. Might I remind you that the WFWA has some of the most fantastic and talented athletes on the face of the planet, and that's why we are in this alliance? Good God, you two go in there like that, and we're gonna get our clocks clean!
Look, Spectre, let's get one thing straight right here, right now. I'm going to be captain of the team, and listen to me and do as I say. Do you understand that? Are you capable of handling that, you purple-haired ass clown?
Do as you say? Just like a dog obeys its master, I suppose, eh, Rick? Well, like you recently pointed out, a dog will be a dog. But, Ricky, a bitch will be a bitch. Besides, I haven't even accepted the offer yet. So don't go jumping the gun and getting your panties in a wad trying to boss me around, Ricky.
Damn it, peon. Make up your mind right now.
Give it to you, eh? Okay.
Ah!
I'll let you know later.
Figures you will run, you gutless ass clown. Come back here and try that again and see what I do to you.
Whoa, 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 Ricky, 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 let him be! Let him be, Ricky! Let him be! Don't do this! Not now!
Oh, one more thing, Ricky. I just hope that no matter what decision I make about representing BACW, that you still want me on your team after what I will do to you later on tonight in our barbed wire ladder match.
So do I, Spectre. So do I.
Is he gone? Ricky, do you really think he knows what he's getting himself into, son? Do you really think he knows?
He doesn't have a clue.
Good. Good.
Ladies and gentlemen, this next bout is for BACW's Northeastern Regional Championship. Coming down the aisle, he hails from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and is the former World Television Champion, BACW fans, Beastmaster, Org Lambert!
Fans, Org Lambert has just been cleared by the doctors, but the reports in the back are saying that he is not 100% and that he's not even 75%. Org Lambert is having these blinding headaches, and it is affecting his vision. And Org Lambert, in my opinion, just needs to let this match go. I know it's for the title, but if Sam Natas gets into a position to seriously hurt Org Lambert, then say goodbye to yet another BACW wrestler, and hello to their phrase, enjoy the brutality. And speaking of brutality, here comes Sam goddamn Natas.
And his opponent, ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, look, listen, and soil yourselves as you watch the most evil son of a bitch to ever grace a BACW ring. He is a hardcore icon and is led to the ring by the Antidiva herself, Miss Suck. He is the former and only Triple Extreme Champion! This is Sam! Goddamn!
To the stage wearing a black and white BACW t-shirt and his black baggy pants. Look at the bloodstains all over the combat boots of Sam Natas. And there stands the Anti-Diva herself, Miss Suck, attached to a leash by the collar that's around her neck. And she also is wearing a BACW Enjoy the Brutality t-shirt. And my God, Suck actually looks a little hot today. Fans, as Sam Natas calls for the microphone and remains on the ramp, let's hear what the evil one has to say.
Yes, Orc, I've got to bring the pain, because the brutality's done, yeah, It's here to stay. So let's do this goddamn thing.
Oh my god, no chair shot to the back of Sam Natas' head and crippling onto the stage in Ric Flair-like fashion. Sam Natas has just gotten his head busted open like a piñata, and there stands Todd Nightmare Knight in all his splendor and glory. Strapped around Knight's waist, I see he's gotten back his Platinum World Television title. I'm not sure who gave it to him, but are my eyes deceiving me? Is the title actually covered in barbed wire? Oh my god, Knight is now rubbing the title into Sam Natas' forehead and pulling back the Weapon of Extreme. Would you look at the gashed up forehead of Sam goddamn Natas? I think I'm gonna be sick. My god. Oh my god, what's next? Todd Knight is going into his boot and wait. Oh my god, he's got that damn fork and he's jamming it inside the forehead of Sam Natas. And look at the blood spurt from the monster's gash. Sam Natas pushes Knight off, and I don't believe it, but Sam Natas is getting up. Knight throws a fork to the side and he picks up the chair again. And Sam Natas looks through the crimson mane that is running down his face. Oh my god! Chair shot sends Natas down to one knee, but the evil one refuses to fall at the hands of Todd Knight. Knight now discards a steel chair and he's picking up that barbed wire and bloodstained TV title, and he's charging towards a wobbly Sam Natas. Oh, he just hit Sam right across the head, and uh-oh, Sam Natas is right on the edge of the stage and he's wobbling back and forth. Knight hits him again. Natas goes back and through the vendor's table with a sick, sadistic thud, and fans, Sam Natas is not moving at all. My god, Todd Knight just surprised Sam Natas right when Natas was about to come down the ramp to start this championship bout, and instead it's Todd Knight who is now calling for the microphone, and Org Lambert, who is still in the ring, folks, is in complete and utter shock. Well, there's nothing I can do. Todd Knight has a microphone, so let's turn the show over to Todd Knight. My god.
That's right. Your eyes are deceiving you, and your mind's not playing tricks. You've all just witnessed firsthand the return of the bastard son of hardcore. For the last 30 days, all I've heard about is the return and resurrection of the most hardcore e-wrestling federation on this fucking planet, the BACW, Badass Championship Wrestling. And as I've sat in rehab, training for 12, 15 hours a day, all I've heard about is Sam Natas this and Sam Natas that, about how he's the heart and soul of Extreme, about how he's the poster boy for hardcore wrestling. Well, I've taken it upon myself to show you just how hardcore Sam Natas is. So all of you take a good, hard look at your poster boy now, as he lays unconscious on the cold, hard concrete floor, choking on his own blood. So now, when Natas wakes up, you people tell him if he wants hardcore, if he wants extreme, anytime, any place, anywhere, look up the Nightmare Todd Knight. Now, as for you, Org, sitting in the middle of the ring, looking like a deer in headlights, I sure as hell hope you made your peace with God before you came out here. Because now that obviously this piece of shit Natas can't compete, you're about to become the next victim of the Nightmare.
The next victim of the Nightmare? What the hell is he talking about? Lambert is now screaming at the referee, and I don't think he sees Todd Knight on the apron. Springboarding into the ring with a fork in his hand. Ork counters at Natas press with his sidewalk slam, and Todd Knight arches his back in pain. Ork's going for the quick. One, two, no kick out by Knight, folks, and according to this note that I was just being given, not only will this match continue, but Mr. Petit has already signed off that this title match for the regional championship is is official. Pulling Knight off the canvas and body slamming him into the logo. Orc Lambert goes up to the top ropes and he's looking for a high impact maneuver. Tumbling into the air and crashing down onto the canvas face first. Knight rolled out of the way, avoiding the 450 splash and pulling himself up by the ropes. It appears Todd Knight is now staggering over to Orc Lambert, driving a boot into the side of the Beastmaster's head and body slamming him into the center of the ring. It appears at this time that Todd Knight is now looking for a high impact maneuver of his own. Knight gazes into the crowd and arching backwards into a slow developing moonsault. Orc lifts and knees and Knight collides, knocking the wind from his lungs. He's kicking in pain on the canvas and Orc Lambert does a kip up. He's found his second win. Running his thumb across the throat is Orc, who tosses Knight into the ropes, and here comes the Beastmaster with the high knee. Knight counters by ducking and off the ropes. Here comes Todd Knight and Orc can't prepare for the counter. Oh, flying forearm drills Orc Lambert in the head and here's the press. One, two, no kick out by Orc Lambert and Todd Knight appears to be shocked. Fans, Orc Lambert is one of these guys who seems to get better and better the more and more I see him inside the ring. And folks, I can say this, I simply love this guy because there is absolutely no quit in Orc Lambert once that opening bell sounds. Knight just rolled from the ring and my God, he's bringing in a steel chair and Orc is already on wobbly legs. Ooh, Jesus Christ, what a chair shot from behind across the shoulder blades and Knight hits him, oh my God, again. And this time down goes Orc Lambert. Bouncing off the ropes, hits Knight with a full head of steam and God, oh my God, chair shot from hell connects and Orc Lambert is busted open bad and now he's counting the lights. Knight immediately stomps the mangled chair flat and jamming Orc's head between his thighs. The dazed Orc Lambert looks up from his back and all he can see is, oh my God, face first into the steel chair. What a brutal flipping pile driver, you know what's coming next. Fans, from my vantage point, Orc Lambert is out cold and here comes Todd Knight over into the corner. He's now climbing the turnbuckle with the crowd completely against him. Into the air, oh my God, nighttime rolling knee finisher. This one is over, I don't believe it. One, two, three, ring the bell, and somehow, someway, Todd Knight has just walked out of behind Blue Eyes, fresh off his return from injury, and oh my God, Todd Knight is the new BACW Northeastern Regional Champion, and I am completely shocked. I don't want to do it, but let's go to the ring for the official announcements.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the bout by pinfall, BACW Regional Champion, the Nightmare, Todd Knight!
I am sick, I'm disgusted, and I hope when either Sam Natas or Orc Lambert sees what happened tonight on the replay, and I hope they see it really, really soon, I hope that Todd Knight gets his ass kicked. But as excited as I am, folks, it's time to go into the back, where Rick Righteous plans to address the entire WWE right before the BACW Heavyweight Championship bout he's got scheduled with Spectre. I'll see you in a few. My God, I hate that guy, Knight.